A rare case of trochial granuloma cell tumor in a pediatric patient. Introduction. Granular cell tumor is an uncommon neoplasm characterized by granular appearance with eosinophilic granules, spindle cells. Granular cell tumor is usually regarded as a benign lesion and was first reported by the Abhikov in 1926. It appears that there is a relatively higher incidence of granular cell tumor in patients aged between 30 and 60 years old, especially in females. Oral cavity, skin, breast, and esophagus are the most common, frequently involved organs of granular cell tumor. Granular cell tumor in tracheobronchial tree with an estimated incidence of 2 of 100,000 only makes up 6% to 10% of all granular cell tumors. Tracheobronchial granular cell tumor in pediatrics is even rarer. In 1939, Kramer reported a 15-year-old patient of granular cell tumor occurring in the right lower lobe bronchus for the first time. Since then, there have been only 10 cases reported, and all of the lesions were at the left or right bronchus. Here, we describe a teenager female patient with granular cell tumor in the trachea. She had been suffering from recurrent pneumonia for over 4 years without a definite diagnosis until visiting our hospital. The lesion was identified by a fibrotic bronchoscopy examination, and the tumor resection was performed along with tracheoplasty. To our knowledge, this is the first case of tracheal granular cell tumor in a pediatric patient to be reported over the last 92 years. Case: a 15-year-old Chinese girl with chief complaints of repeated cough and expectoration for more than 4 years was admitted to our hospital on January the 11th, 2018. During the past years, the patient took antibiotics such as azithromycin in case of the onset of cough under the guidance of general practitioners. Although symptoms could be relieved by medications, they recurred and the productive cough worsened over the ensuing 3 weeks, which prompted her parents to seek further evaluation. The patient was also found to be inspiratory dyspnea and febrile to 38.8 centigrade, chest auscultation demonstrated moist rills over the bilateral lower lung field. Laboratory tests revealed the level of white blood cell count to be 11.89 by 10 exponential 9. The range would be from 4 to 10. Neutrophil percentage 68.4%. The range should be 40 from 40 to 75%. Neutrophil count is 8.13 by 10 exponential 9 per liter. The range should be 1.8 to 6.3. Erythrocyte segment sedimentation rate is 58 millimeters per hour. This is lower than 26. C-reactive protein is 9.69 milligrams per liter. The range should be lower than 5 milligrams per liter. Procalcitonin is 0.02 nanogram per millimeter. The range should be lower than 0.045 nanogram per millimeter. Chest computed tomography scan showed patchy shadows in the left lower lobe and right middle lobe of the lung. It seemed that this was commonly mild pneumonia. The reason for the recurrent pulmonary infection was unclear. Immune function evaluation, both cellular immunity and humoral immunity, was normal. Then a flexible bronchoscopy examination was ordered for her, and a mass on the right anterior wall of the middle trachea was discovered. The focal distance was 5.5 centimeters to the glottis and 5 centimeters to the carina, respectively. Endoscope biopsy demonstrated the pathologic diagnosis of granular cell tumor based on the histocyte-like cells with granular cytoplasm on hematoxylin and eosin staining and the positive expression of S100 by immunohistochemical staining, a Schwann cell marker, and a positive CD68 PGM1. Reviewing the CT scan again carefully, a slight thickness of the local trochee wall with airway stenosis was noted, which were much clearer on a three-dimensional reconstruction. Moreover, no abnormality was noted, which were more clearer on a three-dimensional reconstruction. Moreover, no abnormality was found in microbial culture and cell sorting for bronchoalveolar lavage fluid after full preoperative preparation, including the anti-infection therapy for pneumonia. The patient received an elective surgery on February the 26, 2018 to remove the tumor, followed by tracheoplasty and lymphadenopathy. Lymphadenectomy for the region 4 of the right side of the neck. The tumor was well circumscribed with a definite boundary and involved 4 tracheal rings. Histopathological examination re-demonstrated the diagnosis of granular cell tumor and the reactive hyperplasia of the excised lymph nodes. The postoperative course was the postoperative course was uneventful, and the patient was discharged without any complication on the 12th postoperative day. 3 months later, the patient underwent postoperative bronchoscopic examination. The surgical resection demonstrated primary healing. A subsequent CT at 1 year demonstrated a marked improvement in the previous pulmonary infection. Granular cell tumor, generally believed discussion. Granular cell tumor, generally believed to originate from Schwann cell, can rise from all kinds of organs, especially digestive tract, reproductive endocrine system, and skin. Digestive tract, neuroproductive endocrine systems, and skin. Even though 60% of granular cell tumors are found in females without an evident sex preference, there is a predilection that the CT is more likely to affect adults. It has also been noted that African Americans are prone to developing granular cell tumor. Granular cell tumor is a rarity among young persons. The difference in sex distribution of renal cell tumor in minors is more apparent than that of adults. So, because 80% affected children are females, another feature of teenage renal cell tumor is isolation, while about 20% of renal cell tumor in grown-ups are synchronously multicentric. Renal cell tumor in the tracheobronchial tree remains rare. In a retrospective study over 10 years, including 15 million subjects, only 31 cases of tracheobronchial granuloma cell tumor were found. Tracheobronchial granuloma cell tumor in pediatrics happens more rarely. Including the current patients, there have been only 11 cases of tracheobronchial granuloma cell tumor in juveniles aged less than 18 years reported. Since the first granuloma cell tumor was documented 92 years ago, all tumors in the other reported 10 patients located in the bronchus without exception, among which 3 were in the left upper lobe bronchus and the rest 7 were in the right lung bronchus. Tumors in the right mid-stem bronchus, right upper lobe bronchus, right lower lobe bronchus, and the right bronchus intermediate were 2, 2, 2, and 1 case, respectively. Because of the limited cases, it's not evident to conclude a definitive statement about the predilection location of pediatric tracheobronchial granuloma cell tumor. A valuable feature of our current patient is that the tumor, it was in the trachea. To our knowledge, this is the first case of tracheal granuloma cell tumor in a pediatric patient to be reported. Patient with a tracheobronchial granuloma cell tumor could be asymptomatic if the lesion had not caused airway occlusion. Chest graft usually present as normal. However, once tumor markedly grows, the patient may develop symptoms such as cough, dyspnea, hemoptysis, chest pain, and among others depending upon the size and location of the tumor. A nodule, mass, or patchy infiltrates could be found on radiology examination. As in the current case, the patient had been suffering from a cough for more than 4 years, but he did not undergo more intensive evaluation, particularly radiologic evaluation. After being admitted to our hospital, the patient underwent a chest CT that found bilateral patchy infiltrates. At this point, further evaluation was necessary to identify the cause for the recurrent pulmonary infections. Accordingly, fiber optic bronchoscopy was applied and neoplasm on the right anterior wall of the mid trachea was revealed. The trachea was thickening and every narrowed in the CT scan was recognized after subsequent further careful inspection. Because the recurrent nature of the infiltrates were not considered in this child. The recurrent nature of the infiltrates were not considered in the child and the symptoms were only treated with antibiotics. The diagnosis of his underlying etiology was delayed when symptoms became recurrent. The suspicion must be raised for an endotracheobronchial lesion. Even though the instance tracheal granuloma cell tumor is rare in children, the recurrent nature of the symptoms could trigger further diagnostic evaluation. CT is typically considered benign, even though breast granuloma cell tumor may metastasize to the lung. Tracheobronchial granuloma cell tumors, with exception for a one documented malignancy in the left lower lobe, are usually benign. In a report of 10 cases of pediatric tracheobronchial granular cell tumors, no malignancy was identified. Surgical resection is highly recommended for tracheobronchial granular cell tumors, which are larger than on the basis of the information above, tracheal tumor rectomy was reasonable treatment approach for this pediatric patient with a tracheobronchial granuloma cell tumors. Surgical or bronchoscopic excision have been reported as options. In this case, because of the extensive lesion visualized on the fiber optic bronchoscopy, removal of tumor by surgery along with tracheoplasty was performed. On histopathology, the presence of spindle cells enriched with eosinophilic granules with a strong positive staining of S100 confirmed diagnosis of granular cell tumor. The definite boundary of the lesion and reactive hyperplasia on the resected lymph nodes indicated that the tumor was benign. This patient will be followed up regularly in the future by clinical symptoms, CT scan, and even bronchoscopy when necessary. Conclusion: granular cell tumor is a rare benign tumor of strong cell origin. Granular cell tumors located in the tracheobronchial tree among pediatrics are exceptionally rare. There have been only 2 cases documented previously, and all of them in the bronchus. Here we report a child with a tracheal granular cell tumor who presented with recurrent pneumonia. The initial chest CT reading focused on the bilateral pulmonary infiltrates, which were consistent with the clinical symptomatology. However, the thickness of tracheal wall and narrowing of the airway were missed until the bronchoscopic examination was used. What can be learned from this case is that the child with recurrent pneumonia should undergo further evaluation. To our knowledge, this is a first report of tracheal granular cell tumor in a child.